The reading today will be taken from John chapter 4, verses 43 to 52. Jesus heals an official's son. After spending 2 days there, Jesus left and went to Galilee. For himself had said, "A prophet is not respected in his own country." When he arrived in Galilee, the people there welcomed him because they had gone to the Passover festival in Jerusalem and had seen everything that he had done during the festival. Then Jesus went back to Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. A government official was there whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to go to Capernaum and heal his son, who was about to die. Jesus said to him, "None of you will ever believe unless you see miracles and wonders." "Sir," replied the official, "come with me before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed Jesus' words and went on. On his way home, his servants met him with the news. "Your boy is going to live." He asked them what time it was when his son got better, and they answered, "It was 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon when the fever left him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, thank you, Charlie, for our Bible, that reading. That quiz was really fun, wasn't it? And our story today is really, really interesting. And when I read that story, I thought, why do we find it so hard to believe? If I told you that I could do 10 cartwheels in a row, or I could run 100 metres in 10 seconds, would you believe me? No, of course you wouldn't. You'd ask me to show you, wouldn't you? And then I'd be really embarrassed because I can't do either of those things. See, our Bible passage this morning on the surface is all about a healing of an official's son. But really, when you scratch the surface, our Bible story this morning is about a believing. Do you know that the word believe, believed, or believing is in the Gospel of John over 100 times? So it's a really important word in this book of the Bible. So a very powerful man in our story, a very powerful man has a son who is very sick. And the Bible describes this man as an official. And I would assume then this man has had all the best doctors out to see his son, but none of the treatment is working. And this man is desperate. He is desperate for healing for his son. Nobody can help him except for Jesus. So he decides that he is going to find Jesus. And he walks almost 20 miles up a hill to beg Jesus to heal his son. And after a full day's walk in the heat, he finds Jesus. And he tells him about his son. And he asks Jesus, "Come with me. Come with me and heal my son." Jesus, he doesn't say, "Oh yeah, sure, let's go." He says, "You will never believe unless you see signs and wonders." But without missing a beat, this desperate father keeps begging him to come. It was as if this father was saying to Jesus, "Jesus, you are the only one who can save my son. I am not here like all the other people to see a show or for you to entertain me. I need you. You are my last hope. If you don't come and meet the need of my family, my son is going to die." Perhaps Jesus stopped and he took a breath. Perhaps he looked at this father and had compassion on him. Perhaps he looked deep into this father's eyes and saw that this father was searching for hope for his son and his family. Because Jesus then says to this dad, "Go home now. Your son's gonna be okay." And the father, his journey has been so long and hot, and he's so worried and concerned. He believes Jesus. He doesn't ask for a proof. He doesn't ask Jesus to come with him again just to make sure that the son is healed. He believes Jesus and he goes on home. And on his way home, he meets servants who are coming to find him because guess what? His son is recovering. And when he asks, what time did my son start to recover? That time was exactly the time that Jesus had said to him, go home, your son will be okay. And this dad's son is healed. And he tells his family. And they believe in Jesus too. And his servants, they believe in Jesus too. And the belief that this man, this father has in Jesus spreads. We have to remember that this man doesn't see Jesus heal anybody. This man doesn't see his son get well before he believes. This man, he believes and then he starts the journey home. And I wonder how he was feeling as he was walking home. I wonder if he was having a doubt and thinking, I wonder if my son really will be healed. I put my trust in Jesus and I've spent all this time traveling. I really hope that when I get home, my son is going to be okay. But the key is that this dad, he believes without seeing a miracle, without being entertained. You see, this is the faith that Jesus is looking for. In this passage, we see that Jesus is looking for people who would truly believe in him. Not be spectators of a show. Not be entertained by what Jesus can do. But believing, truly believing in Jesus. And believing is more than watching Jesus perform signs and wonders. Believing is more than just reading your Bible and all the good stories. Believing is more than sitting at home hearing my talk. Believing is having full confidence in the person of Jesus. Just like children have confidence in their parents, we must have confidence in Jesus. Trusting in his word, enough to apply it to your life, enough to obey it, and enough to live it. So why do we find it so hard to believe? Is it because we don't see what we think we should see? Is it because we're distracted by all the different things that are going on? Is it because we've been let down by humans and we find it really hard to put our trust in anything? Jesus says, you hear my words and believe. This is how you have life eternal. This is how you live forever and go to heaven, by believing in Jesus. And in the next few months, we are going to invite people to believe in Jesus. And this is the really exciting bit about Alpha, is that we get to invite people into this journey with us of believing in Jesus, of having this hope that we have. I hope the father walked home, hopefully. I really hope that he really believed in Jesus as he was going home. But I'm sure he had to talk to himself and tell himself to believe. I wonder about you. What do you need to do to help yourself believe in Jesus?